It's Tuesday, September 2nd, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbien. The Safety and Security Ministry says post-mortem examinations of the 16 Mariental accident victims will be completed later today. Hertai Kanjo for News on One reports that an official memorial service is slated for tomorrow at the town sports field. The names of the victims have also been released.
Safety and Security Minister Lucia Ipumbu said in Windhoek on Monday that two vehicles, a Quantum bus and a van, were allocated for use by the Namibia Correctional Service officials who died in the Mariental accident on Saturday. The Quantum bus was for the officers' use, while the van was for transportation of the inmates, hence Ipumbu said it remains unclear why the officers were transported in a vehicle reserved for inmates.
Policymakers, regulators and partners are gathering in Swakopmund for this year's Global Policy Forum, co-hosted by the Bank of Namibia. The four-day summit, which kicks off today, will focus on advancing inclusive finance by uniting decision-makers from across the globe to exchange strategies on expanding financial access and fostering economic growth. Nesta de Jong, head of SME at FNB Namibia, is amongst the participants.
It's going to be a global conversation that we're going to have, and it's going to be primarily focused on financial inclusion. How financial inclusion can help you scale your SME business and give you a competitive advantage, because financial inclusion levels the playing field. We're going to take a lot of key learnings from other countries in terms of what worked well for them and what we can take back home to enhance our financial inclusion here and scale our businesses. It will be a platform that would give you all the solutions that you require now to scale your business.
The local trade sector continued its upward momentum in June, posting a trade surplus of 856 million Namibia dollars. This reflects a notable rise from the revised 341 million surplus in May and a sharp recovery from the 762 million deficit recorded in June last year. With two consecutive months of surpluses, this marks the strongest performance since 2020. Taz Will Thompson is an analyst at Simonis Storm.
Road transport was dominant at 60%, highlighting Namibia's dependence on regional supply chains, particularly through South Africa. By entry points, Walvis Bay Port continued to lead in handling minerals exports and fuel imports, while Lucia Kotako was key for gold and diamonds, and border posts like Ariamsvlei and North Uver played a vital role in regional trade flows. Overall, Namibia's external position is improving, but the trade structure remains concentrated in raw minerals and dependent on imported fuel and vehicles.
The DA says the South African government's inaction has resulted in thousands of citizens losing their jobs in the steel and automotive sectors. This comes as ArcelorMittal South Africa will be cutting 3,500 direct jobs, while at the same time Ford, Goodyear and Mercedes are also cutting hundreds more jobs. The DA's Toby Chan says industries cannot compete because of government-created obstacles such as red tape, sky-high electricity prices, failing rail and ports and endless delays in policy reform. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un crossed the border into China aboard an armored train ahead of a massive military parade for tomorrow. Kim will join Chinese leader Xi Jinping and other world's leaders, including Russia's Vladimir Putin, for a huge spectacle in which China will showcase its military prowess, as Laura Resbuk reports from Hong Kong.
Russian President Vladimir Putin, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko and several other leaders who attended the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit earlier this week will also join President Xi at the parade in Beijing. Analysts say that Kim Jong-un's appearance alongside Putin and Xi is set to show the growing ties among these three leaders and signal a willingness to push back more openly against a world order led by the United States.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.